Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these patterns?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
And we've come in from the garden to do a show, and there's breaking news. Liam Sheff is on with me today. We're getting the dirt out from under the fingernails, but we've got to go right to the breaking news as we speak. Which I can't do because my whole setup has been distracted and it hasn't been set up because the dirt's in the way. So squeaky man, talk to me. Talk to me, Liam Sheff, while I reconfigure my studio here.
Please pause for commercial interruption while we attend to technical issues.
This is not how you do breaking news, I promise.
Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Breaking news.
Yes, it's coming now. Stand by. 3, 2, 1. I know we're going to make this thing work.
Excitement.
There it is. What I get for working in the garden. Is this coming out of a hospital? Where is this? In the Midwest? I'm thinking Super Don. There's a major breaking story it's a shutdown or a slowdown. It's a lockdown. What the heck could possibly be happening?
We begin with a developing story in Boyle County, where a hospital ER has been put on lockdown.
The emergency department here at Ephraim McDowell Medical Center is completely blocked off with caution tape, and it's looked like this for the past couple of hours.
Okay, so we have breaking news. I don't know where this place is. Super Don, do you have any idea where this hospital is in the Midwest somewhere? It's in Kentucky. Okay. Well, let's see what we got as far as any more details that are coming through at this point. We want to know, is there a potential health risk for the community at large, for the entire planet? What's happening?
Now, just minutes ago, we received some new information from the hospital. I'm going to read that media statement to you. They said the medical center is currently evaluating a patient for a potential public health risk. Please know that the emergency department and Ephraim McDowell Regional Medical Center is following appropriate policies and procedures to assure that there is no risk to the community.
This sounds serious, Liam.
I don't think English is her primary language.
No, probably not.
Boy, was she reading from that. Okay, go ahead.
That was definitely scripted. But, you know, if this is big news, the CDC is going to have to be called out. If there's really a breaking hazard to Ebola, I mean, what could be happening in Kentucky?
Distraction chaos.
Right, exactly. So let's see if we get any closer. There's more news coming through as we speak.
At this time, we do not have definitive information that would either rule in or rule out that there is a risk to the community. Know that we are working closely with the local and state health officials and
funny.
Are coordinating with
yeah,
the Center for Disease Control.
They don't know if there's a risk or there isn't, Liam.
I can't rule out or rule in.
Right. What does that say?
That you look in a blue tiara, look like Bruce Jenner.
She absolutely said nothing there.
She said nothing.
Yet with an alarmed...
With
something.
With an alarmed presence. She said nothing, and she delivered it as though it were very terrible.
All right. What part of
it's like tax information. Check this box if you can rule in that you may or may not be a humanoid alien under or over 5'8".
Well, listen, we want to make sure everybody lives through the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Kentucky, yeah. It's near
Tennessee.
Ty Bollinger's up there at the borderline of Kentucky. We better contact TMB and find out. So looks like we've got some more information flooding in as to what is this potential outbreak. What is this disaster that we're sitting on in the heartland of America where they should be growing nothing but hemp? in Kentucky? Is there a disaster? The medical lockdown of a hospital there? Let's find out.
I see it coming in on a ticker.
Let's find out.
And we have just learned within the last half hour that the patient in question tested positive for two strains of adult chickenpox.
Chicken pox? All that for chicken pox? How far have we come since the Brady Bunch had measles on primetime television in the 1970s and laughed about it? Yeah. Chicken pox. We got a lockdown in the hospital because we got chicken pox.
I remember when Craig Ferguson, a guy I like, who was admittedly a drug addict and heavy drinker before he quit that honorably, very honorably, went on television and said that he had had a shingles outbreak and it was very, very, very painful. And I thought, I wonder if this hard-drinking cavalier fellow, who I think is very funny, ever did any sort of, you know, liver cleanse, rejuvenate.
Don't think so.
I think not.
I think not, no. Actually, we're going to get into that when we wrap up today's show. I'm already jumping to the end because I can't wait till we get it back out in the dirt. We're going to talk about the dirt in a moment. But yes, there's we're going to learn something about detoxification, validated again by the animal kingdom, coming out a little later in the show. So anyway, next couple hours here, robertschapbell.com links up, Liam Schaff.
That's it. We're not going to talk about the terror in Kentucky.
Well,
there's
one patient
who may or may not be presenting a danger to the community.
Two strains. It's only two strains of adult chickenpox.
Possibly adult chickenpox.
Right. No, should I be panicking?
You should be.
I should be panicking.
You know what? It's better than thinking about things like, you know, irrelevancies like nuclear waste, nuclear contamination, or even the stuff that's in vaccines. You don't want to be thinking about that. It's very, very important to focus on the light that's in front of you on the television and just take it in. Let it mold your mind. Get to the Target. Go to the Target now and buy as much of that Archer's Farm stuff as you can and take it home. Get a shotgun and sit there and guard it.
It's funny that you should mention the issue of worry and even mental health, because people are losing their minds in these hospitals over chickenpox now. That just shows how far we've come from reality. But there are things that are real threats. I'm not panicking. When there was chickenpox in the neighborhood, I got my kids over to get it early. Got it. So they used to do that with measles as well. Now, you know, they claim measles and it happens in Disney, and they want to mandate all vaccines without exception in California, which they passed SB 277. You want to talk about a mental health disorder? The vast majority of the American people have a mental health disorder. And it's called, you know, fear of life, fear of living. Fear of the very thing that gives life to you. And, of course, sponsored by the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Breasts?
And your dunderheaded, yeah, breasts, too. No, they're not afraid of breasts.
No, the thing that gives life to you.
No, the microbes.
Oh, sorry.
The microbes. The thing you eat on the way out. So there you go.
Oh, my God.
Mental health suffers most in major nuclear accidents. That's where we're going to go. We're going to be talking serious about this, Liam, because they're claiming now not the nuclear accidents, right? It's not the chicken pox. We would go say, hey, a nuclear meltdown of some kind like Fukushima is a reason to say, we've got to pause and think about this. At least a little bit. But according to this study out of, this is reported on in London, people caught up in a nuclear disaster are more likely to suffer severe psychological disorders such as depression and PTSD rather than any harm from the radiation itself.
It's true. Ask any of those shadows on the walls in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They were fine until they started worrying, and they incinerated.
Right? It's like they reported, this is the worst thing ever, and that was worse than what actually happened.
You know, all those idiot soldiers who went there to pour water on Fukushima, who all have mysterious diseases. A child who was born afterward who died of mysterious cancers and strange diseases. It's the worry in these stupid, stupid, stupid people who think that ionizing radiation, even though, yes,
it's invisible,
can kill you,
it's invisible.
And it's invisible, and you keep absorbing it until it ruins your body. The purpose of life is not to worry about things that you can't change. It's to worry about things you can change. You can vote for things like the People's Choice Awards.
Right.
You can vote for important
things. What's your favorite hot dog? Hormesis. Chicken dog. Chicken Franks. Hormesis? Isn't that a brand?
Yeah, that's the Ann Coulter dog.
Hormel. No, Hormesis.
No, Hormesis.
Yeah, right.
The Ann Coulter people put forward an idea that you can go swimming in tanks of radioactive material and just be fine. Of course, I know that radiation isn't really dangerous. That's why people who work with it all the time wear lead. they like the fashion statement. They're trying to bulk up their muscles. They're wearing a lot of stuff. If you work in nuclear medicine, you can just, I want everybody to get as much radiation as they can because I'm on the side of America.
By the way, my uncle, dear departed uncle, the doctor, was a nuclear radiation guy. You know, he was a medic and doctor in Vietnam, told me horrible stories about what went on there. And then eventually he was the guy most responsible for me not becoming a medical doctor. My uncle, the doctor, said, don't become a doctor, little Scotty Bell at the time. And the reason being because of the disaster it had become. But he also, being in nuclear medicine, they wear the, was it the dosimeter or something? They have to wear that because they need to keep track of how much exposure they're getting. Now, he ended up dying not of cancer, even though he got cancer, but the treatment of cancer. It was so devastating to his body.
Well, so, you know, the treatment of cancer is radiation, so it's a mystery to me why anybody would die from it because radiation is perfectly safe.
Yeah.
You know, there are three ongoing nuclear meltdowns, plus a couple thousand tons of fuel sitting in an open area in Japan. Nobody can get to the fuel beneath the surface, by the way. It's called corium because it's melted. It's a lot of the stuff in the surface in the towers is mixed oxide fuel, plutonium and uranium, most dangerous stuff on Earth. But don't worry about it because the worry will cause you to think about it. And if you think about it, you might say, why aren't we doing something about this? Like calling the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to go over. And by the way, everybody who would try to fight this will die of a horrible disease caused by radioactive disability, ionizing radiation, which doesn't, when it kills you, it doesn't say, there's no turkey meter that pops out of your flank that says ionizing radiation. It says mystery disease number 183, mystery disease number 297. That's what ionizing radiation does. Where might we see an effect of something leaking into the ocean that's incredibly dangerous? Maybe in the sea life itself.
Do you melting starfish, maybe?
Well, there are starfish that just seem to be ripping themselves into pieces. There are.
What about a big whales? Anything with whales?
There are a couple dozen dead whales over the number that they're supposed to be. Actually, thousands of sea lions are starving to death because the krill and the little things that they eat are dead.
Gone.
That's
okay.
Interesting. It seems almost like a mass extinction, but of course it won't affect us because in the movie version, John Cusack will get the family onto the boat and we'll all land in Africa or something like that.
Right.
I saw the movie.
Yeah. That was 2012.
2012.
Yeah, I remember that. And there was Armageddon.
Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis can save us.
Armageddon out of here. Well, we got to discuss this. I mean, the thing is, we did open with the real story. That wasn't a made-up story about a hospital in Kentucky going into panic mode, meltdown mode, shutdown mode, whatever, lockdown mode because of chickenpox, somebody with chickenpox.
Who may or may not be presenting a threat.
Right. We don't know, but it's chickenpox, and my gosh, there's a vaccine for it, so you better darn well panic. Everybody, line up and get your shots. In the meantime, things are happening in the Pacific Ocean. We got a news update on salmon that I don't like to hear, I don't like to relate, but we're going to bring it up. What is it? Is it global warming? Is it global ionizing radiation? And is really the worry about this stuff the problem? We should just not worry about it. Take another toke.
Don't worry.
Be happy. Be happy, my friends. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Scott Bell Show.
So the argument that worrying about Fukushima is more serious than Fukushima is got to be made by psychiatrists.
It's a pure psychiatric, it's a Russian psychiatric argument. You know, if you have a problem with the government, there must be something wrong with you. You have to see a psychiatrist. No, I don't want to see a psychiatrist. Going to the psychiatrist in the old Soviet Union was essentially going to get lobotomized or put in the gulag.
Right.
I mean, it's slow death. So it's saying that if you say anything critical, it's like a parent, a really bad narcissistic parent. You know, when you criticize them, they tell you that you're in trouble and you're the bad one. There's an article by Chip Ward at Mother Jones, which is hit and miss, I know. But they get a lot of stuff right and they get a lot of stuff wrong. Like if they get on the pharmaceutical bandwagon, they get it wrong. And if they're paying attention to other things, they get it right. But Chip Ward is a writer and, you know, responsible, I think, mentally capable, insane critic of the nuclear power industry.
Mm-hmm.
And he points out that as soon as a nuclear power plant has a problem, the first thing that melts down is the truth. There is no, I mean, even in the autism community, there, the nuclear power industry is as venal and dishonest as anybody in the autism, pro-vaccine community.
Right,
They allow no criticism.
No discussion, no questions.
No. Chernobyl is fine. It killed 12 people. Fukushima didn't kill anybody as far as they're concerned.
Right.
It doesn't matter that gigatrillions of becquerels of radiation and the arcane terms that they use to measure this stuff in the non-swappable terms, you know. So you have the varieties of units of radiation that you have to then go to some sort of weird abacus and try to understand. It just means that the stuff kills you. Cesium-137, the varieties of plutonium and uranium and the breakdown products from these. You're talking about 1,000 breakdown products from ionizing radiation. Where are you going on your phone?
I'm turning it so that I don't get a call.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, have you ever had a call while you're on the air? Not good. You got to put it to get a call.
So ionizing radiation is deadly. Mm-hmm. And as flippant as we were being in the first bit of the show, it's deadly. They know it. It'll kill you. It killed people during the build-up to the Manhattan Project, which mm-hmm. was Oppenheimer's, you know, the famous Jewish mystic poet who they siphoned to build the atomic bomb under General Leslie Groves so that we could fight the Nazis, and that's how they turned him. So they took this guy who's supposedly a peaceful, poetical soul, and they had him run this project. Well, they built this thing. They got the refined uranium-plutonium products. They then were going to test it in Trinity in New Mexico. Enrico Fermi, the maniac physicist, I think, from University of Chicago, says to his cohorts, you know, I don't know, but this could actually incinerate the atmosphere of the Earth. It might light the atmosphere of the Earth on fire.
Right.
It's possible. We're not sure if it's lighting the atmosphere of the Earth on fire. But you know what? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, they did it. And, of course, since that time...
What does that tell you about our ability to think responsibly about big tools? Think about that.
Small tools, different.
Small tools, hoes and shovels.
Yeah.
Pimps up, hoes down. It's fine to think in those terms.
Right.
Very bad to think about big tools, like three nuclear meltdowns plus entire structures over there that are sinking into the ground mm-hmm. in waterlogged Fukushima Prefecture.
We have an article here that was just linked. It's very hard to load for some reason.
ENE News is being spammed.
They don't want you to go there, but this is the place where you get news on Fukushima radiation. But they also refer to a USA Today article.
But not just USA Today. Scroll down. Washington Post. Eureka Times. Keep scrolling down. You'll see. Local transcripts. Review. Seattle Times. Daily Record.
Major coverage of the mystery of these dying salmon. They're covered in fungus.
Millions of fish.
Red lesions all over there. They have big gaping sores. There are extinction concerns in these headlines.
Mainstream, not Alex Jones extinction concerns.
Right.
Talking mainstream oceanic researchers saying the number of fish that are dying before they're able to get upriver is an extinction level event.
And fungal species really exist in end stage diseases. These are not like acute fungal explosions. This means something has devastated the environment for this fungal outbreak to occur, right? The first thing you see are viral, then bacterial, fungal way down the road is the point here I want to make as well. So what would be corrupting the environment that significantly? I've heard some argue that along the coast it could be
global warming.
Global warming, some have said. Also glyphosate along the coastline. But I don't think the salmon are running in Southern California, even if there's a lot of runoff from the farms into the ocean there. What is left, my friends? Well, we'll talk more about that. Also, we'll get into happier discussions about cannabis, medical cannabis, and Chris Christie's intense war against anyone who uses it. Why? We'll reveal it.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We'd like to be brightening your day with some more gardening tips. In fact, we'll have to squeeze some gardening tips in, Liam. We have been in the backyard outside the studio digging in the dirt, creating a bed for sweet potatoes yesterday and started building some raised bed gardens. And one of the headlines that we'd like to make is that the most powerful weapon you have, for those of you who are into weapons, is not the gun that you carry, perhaps, or hide on your holster in a closet. It's the food that you grow at home. I don't know what I just said either.
Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Right? Jump the gun, Mother Superior. All right, so the radiation story. We've covered it. Go back, listen to the archives. Right from the beginning, we've been covering this story. Obviously, we danced through a lot of stories here. The ionizing radiation one is big. We even talked about spikes in infant mortality that were happening after Fukushima along the Pacific Northwest, the west coast of the United States, even up in Vancouver, Canada. These are the, well, we don't know what caused it, and they maintain this silence on the connection, even massive, though there are known connections.
Massive spike in early thyroid cancer in children in Japan.
Exactly.
Fukushima Prefecture.
Now, we go back to Hiroshima, Nagasaki, the survivors that weren't at ground zero. Of course, the Japanese diet, high in
seaweed.
Shiitake
mushroom.
Miso. Lots of selenium.
Miso honey.
Miso needing selenium. and also, one of the reasons why I say take a lot of selenium from a food-grown source if you're in those areas. Just listen, all the time anyway, because we've got a lot of things, even if you're not worried about ionizing radiation, because we're not supposed to tell you about ionizing radiation, because that's irresponsible.
Most dangerous thing on the planet.
Yeah.
2,000-plus nuclear bombs exploded in the atmosphere under the Atlantic Pacific and the Pacific atolls. All over. I mean, off the coast of California to Hawaii to the Tahitian Islands. We're a crazy, crazy species. You know when we went out as kids with fake trucks, dump trucks,
yes,
or tree branches or anything we could, we like a certain amount of destruction.
Mm-hmm.
So you give these army guys like, hey, this bomb could probably blow up the moon. See what you can do with it.
Right.
All right, let's drop it in as deep as we can.
As kids, I mean, we did it. I had model ships, and we would put firecrackers in them and, you know, blow up the thing.
Right.
And, you know, what is it about our species? We're crazy.
We're kind of crazy.
Yeah, in that regard, yeah.
We like to see things blow up.
Yeah.
Why? Mel Gibson's career is predicated on that notion.
Blowing stuff up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look, he just tore down a house with a truck.
Right. Also, things that also counter a little bit of the ionizing radiation, to there are limits, of course, but I still would, at this point, you know, if you're far afield from it, take selenium. We've talked about fulvic acid with Doc Newsom. We've talked about the EMF detox, homeopathics. Silver, in fact, has been utilized in burns of all kinds, whether it be chemical burns or sun burns or even radiation burns. It just has that impact on tissue. But it's not going to replace the fact that, you know, what's the limit? You know, what's that breaking point where all bets are off? You mentioned, Liam, on the break about a nuclear plant up in Tennessee that's downstream from a dam that may crumble in the 21st century.
That has intense problems, and they're talking about the, you know, many billions of dollars that they don't have. I mean, hundreds of billions that it takes to fix these dammed projects.
Mm.
The Narmada River Valley.
That's the Tennessee Valley Authority, by the way.
Tennessee Valley Authority.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they drown all of these ancient Indian sites by building these dams. They push towns out of existence all along the Southwest by making the Hoover Dam and damming the Colorado. Dam the Colorado. Now the Colorado's a trickle that doesn't reach the ocean. Now it's declining in Lake Mead so much, Lake Mead, the man-made lake behind the Hoover Dam, that they won't be able to produce electricity. So the electrical rates in San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, probably Albuquerque, Phoenix, et cetera, will have to triple. And it's not just that you can pay for it. You don't even have the capacity to make that much electricity. The Hoover Dam supplying maybe half of L.A. You could look at it. Maybe it's a quarter, a third, half. Right. We're in such extraordinary trouble. There's no easy solution. I think the actual solution is that we're pretty well built to fail as a species. We're sort of headed down that path to failure. So what we've been doing for the last 2 days is...
Yeah,
preparing for the failure of the mega system.
Right, bringing it back home. That's why I say, you know, I hesitate to use the word weapon, but people understand that. They all think, hey, you know what? If I stockpile a year or 2 years worth of food, I'll be good. Now, when your neighbors find out that you're the only one with food, you don't have enough bullets to kill everybody.
No.
Is the point? It's not you haven't thought this thing through. And I'm all for defense. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm arguing against. I'm just, let's say practical. Let's see about succeeding here versus failing.
Remember, okay, so we're going to plant a papaya tree and we're going to plant a fig tree. We've got some blueberry bushes. We built a giant potato patch, a sweet potato patch because the soil is sandy here. You've got to know your soil.
Mm-hmm.
We have three raised beds. One is up and two more will go up. And you said, oh, I don't want people stealing from my tree. And I said, right. So what was my solution?
Well, you basically talk to your neighbors and say, let me help you plant a tree.
That's
right. Let me get you your own tree, too.
Yeah.
Right? You've got to talk to the neighborhood. And that's not been part of our upbringing. We have been an isolationist
Yeah, you can unplug that. We've been in isolationist kind of neighborhoods for a long time because we've been able to. We've afforded the ability to do so because of the free flow of oil delivering anything to us now.
On trucks.
We don't even have to go out to the grocery store. It'll be brought to us if we want.
That's true.
Yeah. So it's a whole other world that our kids are growing, my kids are growing up in, and I'm prepping them for the best way I can. And I think to basically stick your head in the tar sands and say, no, it's always going to be the same, it's a numbnut human thing to do, but it's still a numbnut thing to do.
Head in the tar sands. We're not built to understand global anything. We are a local tribal species. That's really what we are. We all go into our little houses at night and pretend our tribe is there on the TV. That's not really our tribe. They're coming in from Atlanta and Hollywood and wherever our entertainment is coming from. Used to be that the tribe was in about 500 yards, 500 meters of you. And that's where most of your activity happened. If food was more than 1,500 yards or meters away, it was very unreliable. You don't really want to have to walk that far to get food. You want to be within your foraging grounds. You want to be close. Your water source has to be that close. If it's not, life becomes very arduous. And you end up inventing a rather severe culture in which everybody has to be tightly controlled, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I think, though, if we started having people plant cannabis in every neighborhood plot as well, we'd get a lot more peaceful interaction.
Cannabis and hemp are hemp is a necessary plant. If you're against cannabis, I don't care, that's fine. But hemp is a necessary plant. You have to have the oil from the seed, the protein, and the consumable fat from the seed. The oil for running generators, for burning simple things like making torches and burning candles.
Yeah, little things.
And the hemp fibers for weaving clothing, cloth, carryalls, for building different kinds of concrete out of, for using like bamboo for wood building and insulation. Mm-hmm. So we really need this
bamboo across the street. We've got to see about utilizing some of that.
We really need to be planting this thing. It's also, they say it's a soil remediator and even a little bit radiation resistant. But I don't put a lot of stock into plants being really radioactive resistant because they're going to absorb it. Then where are you going to put the plant?
Right. What do you do then? I mean, can it neutralize it? I don't know. Hey, a cannabis update. First legal medical pot sold in Nevada. Guess what? 15 years after it was approved. What is it about Nevada? It's just so slow. It takes 15 years. They approve it. 15 years later, it's finally for sale.
I don't know. I guess all the legal hooking and prostitution and gambling got in the way.
Right. There's just too much focus on that. We can't allow the people that need cannabis relief to have access to that. But then we go to New Jersey, interestingly enough. And there's a guy, a rather large fellow, and his name is not Saint Nick. And he's threatening to, if he's elected president, I didn't just say that. Did I just say that?
Yeah.
I'm so bad. That he would, well, anyway, you know the guy. His name is Governor Chris Christie. And, he's busted.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he's busted.
U-S-T-E-D, you are busted. I don't want to put the hurt on you.
Chris Christie, I know that we can't put you in prison for what you're trying to do, but the reality is he's busted because of his outspokenness against cannabis, going even into Colorado and saying, if I'm president, you guys smoke it up now because you're done. You're done for, right? What is he going to do, send in the tanks? This guy doesn't understand federalism. He doesn't understand the 10th Amendment, but what does he understand? The money coming in his state, 17 of the 20 world's largest pharmaceutical companies housed right there in New Jersey. It's the drug capital of planet Earth.
And,
and one of the highest autism rates in the world as well there in New Jersey, where they're vaccinating them like crazy. Purdue Pharma, the maker of the painkiller OxyContin, and Abbott Labs, the maker of Vicodin, are among the world's largest donors, if I can say it that way, to campaigns against marijuana, such as the Community Anti-Drug Coalition of America, the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, according to The Nation. So Chris Christie is not above board saying that he's against big cannabis. He's for big pharma. And that's what the busted part of this is. You'll find the motivation at this point, despite the vast majority of the American people now going, listen, even if I don't want to smoke it, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous to declare war on this plant. and it's time to shift it. 23, 24 states now, District of Columbia, have said enough to the feds, pound sand, we're growing it, our people want it, leave us alone.
It's a very important plant. Again, this will allow local economies to form, and I'm sure that that's what the pushback is against. If you have this plant, you have a medicine for any number of ailments. You have anti-inflammatory medicines here. You have anti-cancer medicines. You have building materials, fiber. So you essentially push out the cotton industry, which is like saying you're pushing out the pesticide industry. You then push out all the other oil industries, the food oil industries, the canola. Mm-hmm. You push out GMOs.
Right.
So the hemp plant, for being innocuous and actually very good for you, is a terror to the petrol-industrial complex. And, Chris, do you have a beep button, a drop button? Because I feel like cursing.
No, don't curse.
Chris Christie is a huge, big, fat piece of... He's just a giant, flaming turd.
Douchebaggery.
Flaming turd on the inflamed carbuncle hemorrhoid of the human species. I stand by that statement.
Okay. Chris Christie, if you got something to say, Liam Sheff, liamsheff.com. Go get him.
Chris Christie, you know, you've said a couple of good things in your time. And Lord knows you've patronized the restaurants in your state, but I want to tell you something. It's a good thing that hemp should grow. If you don't like cannabis, that's fine. Don't grow cannabis.
Right.
You need to be growing hemp. You really want local jobs? The Constitution? The first two drafts, I think, of the Constitution
were on hemp.
Were on hemp. And the final was on vellum, was on animal skin.
By the way, if you think Republicans are small government, look at Chris Christie. And that wasn't a fat joke. That wasn't. It's federalism. It's federalism. It's like the states are superior to the feds when they violate the Constitution on that level.
I'm Chris Christie, and I approve this message.
Hey, moment of duh for old people. Coming up next, Liam's going to enjoy this one. Not because he's old. No, there's another reason. You stick around, you'll find out. Cover your ears, little people.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. If you want to get rid of anger and hatred and unforgiveness, oh man, that's the wrong script. Love gets rid of those things, not tea. Okay, hold on. Okay, that was the love script, not the tea script. Okay. Life Change Tea helps with cleansing your colon and giving you more energy. There are numerous body wrongs that Life Change Tea makes right. Try us. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And order yours today. If you're more the personable type, you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Our customers are impressed with the benefits of Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is not just tea, but a blend of 8 organic herbs to help you feel great. For about $1 a day, you can benefit from drinking Life Change Tea. Again, order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for those that want to save money, log on to GetTheTea.com and go to our specials page. Remember, GetTheTea.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to say big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, joined by my good friend and senior scientist, egghead, Liam Sheff, here in studio.
Thank you for having me into your cubicle of programming.
It's the cubicle of silence.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. We've got to do a scientific story coming up.
Let's get the peer review committee here.
Super Don, contact Hoofnagel, just in case there's a problem with this, or if any skeptics have something to say about it. But, you know, old people, do they function? Do they have enjoyable times together? Is it all over when you hit, you know, the magical, are you 50? Liam's not 50, and neither is Super Don. No? Is it 60? 60 is the new 40? What is it? We're going to find out because...
69 is the new 35.
Right, but we need some science to validate that. That's why it's time for today's...
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Hi, the kids. This is a story for our senior friends that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello.
For seniors, sexual activity is linked to a higher quality of life. Super Don, you were always telling me how old people not getting it, you know, doing the thing right was better for them. Is that what you were? Was that your position?
Well, there's 101 different positions, so I don't have one in particular, but,
I'm sorry.
I don't ever say that.
No, you actually didn't. That was somebody else about that, but
okay. Listen, I think it's safe to say that it doesn't matter if you're a senior or if you're middle-aged or you're a teenager, that if you're sexually active, you're probably going to have a higher quality of life, unless you're dealing with STDs or something.
It's probably going to put a smile on your face.
Who put that there?
You didn't need a study for that. Really didn't.
No, I know. I think it was a major moment
of sociopath. I mean, listen, sex is nice, but you want to make sure you're hanging out with somebody who doesn't make you crazy after. You know what I mean? You want to have a friend.
Well, this is a psychology PhD candidate at Glasgow Caledonian University. Said the study was inspired by her work as a healthcare assistant for elderly people.
I was a healthcare assistant for elderly people.
Yeah.
And I noticed that the ones that were getting on were nicer during the day.
They were nicer during the day? Is that
what? Yeah, that's what I noticed. So you wrote a PhD thesis on it.
All right. Well, evidently you found out the obvious that, if you're having a fully functioning life in your latter years, you're happier.
Well, we're not even latter years. We're talking like, I'm 44. You're 50. What are you, 52?
No, don't age me. Well, not there yet. I haven't reached 50 yet.
What are you?
I'm not saying. Old man, take a look at your life.
Old man, River. Right. So we want to be having, but I think that sex when you're young is a wild game of roulette in Vegas. But I think when you're older, it's this lovely, exciting thing with somebody that you both experienced, you really know what makes you happy. You want to please the other person. It's certainly good for the dose, the dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. And I think that we're less hung up. We're like, yeah, whatever. I'm not perfect. I'm this age. Mm-hmm. Take good care of yourself. Love the person you're with. Don't eat a lot of terrible food. Don't have the breath or body odor of a lake eel.
or fat bastard from, what was that show?
Fat Bastards.
You remember him?
From
Austin Powers?
Austin Powers, yeah. Yeah. I did a study of fat bastards who are having sex are happier.
Yeah. Well, the guess what they're saying is that the sexuality of old people, it shouldn't be.
They're not old. It's not
but that's
old
what it people. Says.
It's not old. No, they're. Listen.
Yeah.
If you're 55, you're not old. You're 65, you're not old. You're supposed to be doing the rumpy pumpy. You're supposed to be this is troublesome to me.
Yeah.
Because we're a very cuddly species. And we always talk about sex as though it were one thing, the old in and out. We're not supposed to be jumping to that space. We're supposed to be having all levels of kindness and affection and all these other things. But we Americans especially, it's very prominent here, don't imagine that there's any space between hi, I don't know you, I'll shake your hand or I'll fist bump, between we have to go the whole way.
Right.
And people are very, very onerous and protective. And isolating and jealous. Oh my God, you hugged so and so. Oh, you gave a cuddle to so and so.
Right.
I think that's unhealthy.
Yeah. Well, where's that balance? I guess you got to decide in this moment of duh, help you understand that the elder, our elders, if they are elders,
our youngers, our middle ages, we're supposed to be an affectionate species.
Where's the affection?
Where's the love?
Where's the love?
Where is the love?
We'll talk about love and affection. We'll talk about marriage. We'll talk about what else? Oh, Hillary Clinton's health panel? Oh, good Lord. Do we really have to, Super Don? All right. Well, in the meantime, remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.